Getting out of debt was the biggest challenge that I encountered before I came. After I came, it was living with people that was the biggest challenge because, except for the 2 years that I was married, I had lived by myself for 23 years. And living by yourself has a lot of benefits. You don't have to deal with other people's habits, with their messes, with nagging each other about doing things the wrong way, quote unquote, wrong way. So moving into a convent with 10 other women plus 6 employees, it's a crowded place. It's a big place. There are opportunities to be by yourself and to get your own space. But sometimes I tell people it's like having 10 kids because sometimes I'll be in my office, trying to be on a phone call or something, and 5 people will knock on the door. I just have a question, or I need something, or you didn't put that in the recycling like you're supposed to. So I thought, well, great. I didn't want to be married because I didn't want to engage in conflict and nagging and all that. And guess what? I've encountered it times 10 because because God is tricky that way. He says, whatever you're avoiding, I'm going to force you to face it. For me, I was avoiding community. I was avoiding living and relating to other people in an emotionally intimate way. So that's been the real lesson for me about how to fight and make up and how to love each other, even though we're driving each other insane, how to stick together in times of trouble, how to get through the uncertainty of the future as a team instead of just by myself. And I've learned how beneficial that can be. I used to think if somebody was mad at me, they hated me. And if they thought I was mad at them, they hated me. It all equaled they hated me. And in this community, I've learned that these people love each other. We are just human beings. We argue with each other. We go through periods where we think everybody's crazy except me. And we're all very strong-willed. We're not, saints floating around 2 inches off the ground who are just gentle and kind every day. We're not like that at all. We're just women who fight and who make up and who, in the end, we really love each other. It may not look like somebody else's brand of what they think nuns should be, but that's what nuns are. We're just women. And we're tough broads.